March has been a big month for public holidays. Flexible working schedules. You might have noticed that we are in yet another 4-day week. So much so, for many, we have had consecutive 4-day weeks. So this is our third 4-day week in a row. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been finding out how this went for employers and their employees. He joins me now in studio. Josh, are people happy to be getting back into routine?
Well, Stephanie, I suppose it really depends on who you ask. And we won't really know how they feel until next Friday after their first 5-day week in almost a month. But today was definitely a good time to test the waters on what you could say was a non-intended 4-day working week trial. So with St. Patrick's weekend, then Good Friday, and then yesterday, many have become used to strolling in on a Tuesday, finishing up on a Thursday. Some companies also do flexi Fridays for bank holiday weekends. So some people have the Friday of St. Patrick's weekend off as well. And then, of course, we're at slap bang in the middle of Easter holidays too. So the country's been on a nice chilled holiday mode for a while, and I must say, look, it's a nice time of year for it. The body has had a break since Christmas, the bank accounts have hopefully been able to be replenished some bit, and then spring is in the air. But all of these bank holidays coming at once, they can be like waiting for a bus. If you like, you want something to arrive and then all of a sudden you get such a break at the same time that the return to work to a full 5-day week can be dreaded for some. To get a feel for what people thought of their 4-day weeks, I asked these people on the streets of Dublin, and it really does come down to what sector you work in.
Far better. They should do 4-day working week all the time.
Would you be prepared to put in extra hours then?
I would get in early on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no problem. Do an extra hour and a half, they get the Friday off, be brilliant. Everyone gets in, does their day job and gets home, like, so same work will get done and everyone will be happier.
Did you enjoy having the time off?
It was, but what happens with ourselves is there's a build up. So with delivering, if you get the Friday and the Monday off, then you're going to just be overloaded on the Tuesday, Wednesday, you know. So it actually doesn't work out for us at all. There's more work for ourselves.
So when you see a bank holiday coming down the tracks, it's not good news for you?
You're kind of getting haunted by it because you know the worker's going to be there after the weekend, you know?
Yeah, I work in an English language school, so we didn't have Good Friday off, but we did have Monday. And our company is worldwide, so when it wasn't on the list of bank holidays in Ireland, we didn't get it. So unfortunate for me. I think it's good for business, good for Irish tourism, so yeah.
Going forward, would you like to see a 4-day week or would you be prepared to put in extra hours throughout 4 days to get the extra day back?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Like, this is our first day back this week and I'm already having a bit of a hectic day. I've just gone to the bank, have to rush back to the office now, answer emails. So it's good at the time, but I'm not sure a 4-day week all of the time would be great for me.
I work with shift work and I work with people with disabilities, so I work weekends and I work every, you know, so I worked the Easter and it doesn't bother me either way. If people have a smaller week, then fair juice to them. If people have to work the weekends, they have to always make do.
In your line of work, do you think it would be possible to introduce 4-day working weeks?
Never. I work 12-hour shifts and then, you know, if I'm overnight, I go in at 3 in the afternoon and I finish at 12 the following afternoon. So
you're not going to get a longer shift than that, really?
No, and I've worked, you know, I've had one Christmas off in 17.
One Christmas off in 17 years?
17 years.
People on the streets of Dublin there, you do get the sense that the work is still waiting for a lot of them when they come back and it's not really a break. I don't know, am I the only person? I hate long weekends. I actually hate weekends as well. Just feels like nobody's at their computer. You have to fill your time. I'm just not a big fan. But of course, employees are going to like it. Did you speak with any employers, Josh? Are they happy with 2 bank holidays in 1 month?
Well, look, it all depends on the culture and the atmosphere an employer or a company sets in their workplace. And I'm a firm believer, you get back what you put in, and if you're sound to your staff, for the most part, they will be sound back to you. And when looking at 4-day working week models, it will only suit certain businesses. And the same goes with working from home, like what kind of market or customer is relying on you, different deadlines and approaches. But for this piece today, I took a visit to Bushey Park Ironworks in Dublin. Now, these guys are working nationwide. Before Brexit, they would have done a lot of work in the UK. They work on architectural projects such as Dublin Castle, the Four Courts, restoring pieces and fabricating. So you can imagine there are deadlines to be met, projects to be handed over, etc. So it was interesting to hear from the director, Colm Bagnall, about how this works with his team of over 20 staff. Colm says flexibility is key.
Oh, well, we work quite hard here, so we're in it anything from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock is usually the arrival time, and we're still here around the same time in the evening. So 4 to 5 days is always enough. So if you get a holiday, take it, yeah. Everybody wants the downtime. Yeah, there's a few people here now, you have to kick them out the door, tell them to go home, but they're not many. Yeah.
Company men. Yeah. And tell me, how does that work in terms of logistics, I suppose, if you're trying to manage rosters and when you're approaching deadlines?
Well, it's a continuous. It's only another part of the whole thing because you're always juggling because staffs get sick, weather conditions, sites aren't ready for you to get to, clients is postponing work. So every Monday morning is a large juggling session, really. There's always a lot to do to get a job over the line, a lot of juggling in times and deadlines. So a few bank holidays that you know are going to happen, it's not the end of the world, really.
Does it affect productivity? If guys are coming in starting on a Tuesday, are they starting from scratch again? Or?
No, not really, no. There used to be sort of a bit of a Monday Ireland. Used to people like to go out on a Sunday, but that has diminished somewhat as well. So we're probably all a bit older here now, mature than we were 20 years ago. We would have been a bit more of that.
But, and then some people say that there are pros to it as well, that there's a happier workforce when they know that they're getting a better work-life balance.
Oh, well, I think when people get full of work and they're just overrun with work, they just go missing anyway. And as one of the staff here has a name for it, he just calls it a duvet day. They just need to rest. You just need to rest your head every now and again.
And looking back now on the past few weeks, a 4-day week, would the model work? Or maybe does it depend on the sector?
I think you have to be very flexible overall, really. If you say 4-day week, you're probably realistically already there. You're 4.5 days a week because people have to take time off to do certain things with life and family and everything, all this busyness that we have in a normal week. So to say that, let's say, it's going to be a Monday or a Friday, you have to be flexible. I think in a modern life, everybody has pressures to get things done and, you know, maintain home and work.
Colm Bagnall there, director of Bushy Park Ironworks. We've loads of texts coming in on this, and if you want to text us, you can. It's 087 1400 106, and that is a free text number because it's WhatsApp, or you can text us on 53106 and that will cost you 30 cent. So here, yes please, it's been amazing to have 4 days of work and a 3-day weekend. I got so much done at home. I was a less stressed mam and people were in good form of in work. Of course, for us who work in a typical Monday to Friday job, would it work as well for those who work in 5 days over 7? I suppose it depends, really, doesn't it? And yeah, I think especially for mams, it can sometimes feel like 3 days off is actually 3 days on, and then you have to go back to work. So that's kind of workers that we heard from at the start, Josh, and then we're hearing about those who are kind of dealing with the workers and the employers. But what about people who are dealing with both? Like, do they see this working as a 4-day week thing?
So it does pay off for certain businesses. They say that they have seen productivity increase, a happier workforce put in the effort, and they know they're going to get a longer stretch on the weekends. I'm Maria Weifer, who's the business support manager with FRS Recruitment. Now, they work with everyone from hospitality to construction and everyone in between. They carried out a survey of employees and their priorities when searching for a job, and income, the wages still tops the list. But Maria says work-life balance and flexibility was very close behind, but it can be tricky for some employers.
Certainly for some businesses it is a dread, and they do need additional resources, and they need to come to the likes of FRS Recruitment for maybe temporary staff to cover. Certainly when you're looking at supply chain logistics, any sort of warehousing, yes, they need to look at the cover for those times when people are going to be off.
Looking at the month of March now in 2024, yes, we had quite a few public holidays, bank holidays. Yes. In one way it was kind of like a trial run for 4-day weeks for some companies. What are you hearing back, or how do you think the reaction to it has been?
So for the candidates, for the employees, it's fantastic because they're getting so much time away from work, and that work-life balance is making them think, would I like to actually work like this as a 4-day week? Whereas for employers, it's a mishmash, really. Some employers are saying it's fantastic because we can get our brand out there, we can really advertise ourselves as being for the employees and work-life balance, and it really, really helps to attract candidates, and that's what we see in FRS Recruitment. For candidates though, for employees, again, it's a bit of a mishmash, because in one way you've a great work-life balance, however some employers may require more productivity from you during those 4 days, so it can also be stressful. So it's not just a case of the 4-day week, it's the type of organisation and the type of company.
And if those arrangements haven't been put in place that, okay, if we're having these bank holidays, you need to put in a few extra hours or you need to reach certain quotas, if they haven't been put in place already, does productivity drop off?
There are some industries where productivity does drop off, definitely, yes. And this is certainly a risk for some employers when they're looking at a potential 4-day week. However, in other organisations, and depending again on the type and the culture, people feel that they need to work more in order to get the work done during the 4 days and to ensure that they are reaching their goals. So in one sense, you can actually get more productivity out of a 4-day week.
I don't know. I'm one for a 4-day week in the sense that sometimes I think people are sitting at computers for 5 days doing busy work, absolutely just looking busy. They could easily get done in a day.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Oh yeah.
But then at the same time, a 4-day week, if that was across the board and teachers were also getting a 4-day week and you had an extra day with your kids, I'm sure a lot of people would change their mind about it. We have a text in here. In Sweden, a 4-day week has been normal for years. You just do the 37.5 hours over the 4 days. I'm a teacher. Yes, I'm on Easter break. Will all schools move to 4 days a week? Will that be Monday to Thursday or Tuesday to Friday? That won't suit all families and parents. It sounds easy, but this is so much more complicated than it appears. Yes, of course it's complicated, but if you guys didn't take the extra day, it'd be far less complicated because parents would have one child-free day where they weren't working to maybe get on top of laundry or batch cooking or, God forbid, maybe just to sit down with a cup of tea that's actually the temperature you want it to be. Another text, during COVID, my employer gave us some 4-day weeks during the summer months and for sure productivity and delivery was not impacted. We all really appreciated the work-life balance. My employer is an American software company and I work within the accounting team. This is not on the cards full time at the moment, but I would love if it was. That's Maria, who texted in WhatsApp 087 1400 106. So we just heard there from business support manager with FRS Recruitment. That's Maria Weaver. Who else did you speak with, Josh? Like, let's say a 4-day week was to become a reality. As that teacher was saying, like, many families would struggle with schooling schedules and trying to fill the week, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to hear from a teacher next. They sure would, like, whether it's filling the time with energetic children during the holidays or having someone available to pick them up and mind them when both parents are working in so many families now. I met with another employer earlier, John, who hires people to work in retail, and he's certainly not happy with the current work ethic of some people. But I also met with a teacher who was able to give her perspective on how schooling would be affected if we were to see more companies take on the 4-day week. Firstly, John, the employer, says there's already enough leeway for staff.
Since the post-pandemic, it's turned into a whole holiday, everybody's holiday. People are doing as little as at all possible for maximising their wages for minimum effort. But the bottom line on it is people think they're pulling the wool over the eyes of the employer by maximising their take and minimising their input. But eventually that implodes and you get a downturn in the economy because the employers aren't generating enough money to carry themselves.
But when they say there's a shortage of workers, do employers now need to be more flexible and be more relaxed?
Putting the boot on. This laziness that has come in, a constant drag factor on employers because they're getting less effort for their book paid, especially medium and small businesses, won't be able to carry two people out of five doing nothing. Young people aren't worth a stocking full of dogs. Generally speaking, the execs just show up to get the money. They're not interested in the task. Looking back on the 70 years or 60 years since I first gave a week's wage to somebody who was paying people £2 a day or £12 a week if they were lucky if they worked on a Saturday, the value for wages is depreciated and depleting and depleting and depleting.
So looking back, if you want to take March as a trial for 4-day working weeks, people taking flexi Fridays, as someone who's been around the block for a while, you don't think it's a runner for employers?
It would work if the employee coming in was given 100% of himself on the 4 days. He could have 3.5 days to do if he'd give 110% of himself when he's there. But he's coming in to do nothing and take the money anyway.
We talk about the 4-day working week. How would that work in terms of education then? Would schools have to fall in line with that as well?
Well, I think schools have to fall in line a lot with families. You know, some families it's hard for, it would be hard, I'm sure, for them to have the 4-day week. However, a lot of people are working from home now, so ideally, like, if we could have a little bit longer, maybe 4 days, and then they have 1 day off, would be, for me, it would be great. I'd love a 4-day week. Yeah,
would it work, do you think, in terms of schooling? Would you be able to fit the curriculum in?
It's hard fitting it in even now, so I would say they'd probably need a bit of a longer day if it were to be 4 days, in my opinion.
Maybe a shorter summer holiday. I don't know, would everyone be happy with that?
I don't really want to say too much there.
And what was it like having Easter fall now in between?
Early this year, far too early. It would have been better, I think, for everyone, parents particularly, I suppose, with jobs, managing childcare and jobs, for it to be in April, because there were so many things now, one after the other, to cope with for families.
Perish the thought, a shorter summer. That employer, John, he really has his, he has his ducks in a row anyway. Maybe people just don't like working for him. I don't know, but maybe people have gotten lazy. It is something that people are saying that you can't get good help these days. Let us know your thoughts on this. Would you like a 4-day week? We have a text here. Sometimes maybe you don't think about this, but unfortunately, as a small employer, I have to pay every member of staff an extra day's pay, which means I don't get paid myself on weeks that have a bank holiday. That's tough going, like, and Does that, you know, is that right? Should we be having less of them? Should we be having more of them? Let us know your thoughts. 087 1400 106.